AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
They wanna know why everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carny.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley's.
Sahib, sahib.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardy gal, good morning.
Morning.
White gal, hello, dog.
Boom. Got another episode of the Upty Podcast.
All right.
Hosted by yours truly, New Money H, Shoria Hamza Kada, up in the building. And also, I got myself with a co-host.
Big Brrrr. Warden of the North, Birdie, Bugs in the building. All the way, coming all the way from Sheffield. Yet again, bro. Do you know what I mean? For another episode. I hope you guys are entertained. Smash the like button, smash the subscribe button, and make sure you comment below as well. Do you know what I mean? I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Come on, man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Yo, listen, do you remember about, I think it might have been the last episode before, we said we was going to touch on Dagan Ellis. I don't know if I pronounced her right, you know. Am I pronouncing it right? Dagan. Okay, you pronounce it. Go on, bad boy.
Dagan Ellis.
What? What?
Dagan Ellis.
Okay, yeah. Whatever he said, which loosely translates to the rehabilitation community. And for those that don't know what that is when you're an unruly child, like H was, your family
not
said...
Not really. It's not really an unruly child. It could be for anything. It could be also for you. It might be from a Western culture. They're saying, you know what? We're going to de-Somali them.
Oh, like to put the culture back in you?
There you go.
All right.
There's some families out there. There's also some families that actually say, you know what? The life in the UK is quite expensive, so we're going to move to Somalia. That's normally what happens. That happens to people from the UK. They go to China and other places.
Yeah, but...
So I don't think it's a thing where...
So you don't think there's a negative stigma behind it? Because in my opinion, I genuinely do believe... So for the people watching, what I think this is... I'm going to describe it for as I think, and you correct me where I'm wrong, okay? So I think... It is when kids are being unruly, normally in their teens, their parents send them back home to sort of gain more appreciation for the culture, for the religion, and, you know, to just generally be more thankful to
but
be
in
the
wrong.
UK.
That's the myth that they have in Somalia. For example, people like you that come to the UK, obviously, when you was young, we call you like fish and chibis.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, but now people like me that go to Somalia, what do they call me? Dagan Ellis. So that's a cuss. It's like an insult.
No, but still, you can't deny that it does have.
What do you mean? So what? Are you fish and chips? You came to this country. What? Now you're fish and chips?
No, I'm not. So I wouldn't say I'm fish and chips.
So then what then?
No. Don't get me wrong.
Like, that's wrong. What it is? It's an insult. It's just me saying a fob. You know what a fob is?
Yeah. Fresh off the boat.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's them. That's our fresh off the over.
Okay. So let me get this right. Yeah. So fresh off the boat is what we call the people from back home.
Yeah.
And they call you when you get back home. Dagan Ellis.
Yep.
So you're saying it's more of a derogatory term than like what it is.
Absolutely.
All right. So speak on your sort of journey. What year did you go back?
I went back 2009.
Yeah.
I done a year.
A whole solid year.
Solid year, bro.
How old were you then? Around then was about what? 18, 17.
What are you dumb? I was 16.
16.
Yeah, I just finished my GCSEs. I left the next day after GCSEs.
Did you know you were getting dipped though?
Alright, cool. My thing was deep still.
Go on, McKinley.
My thing was trickery.
Always is though.
It's not.
Go on then.
Because my thing is, halfway through the 6 months, before 6 months prior to me flying out, I got kicked out of school.
Okay.
I got kicked out of school, but it was a quiet one. The school said, we're going to kick you out, but we're not kicking you out.
Right.
Because they knew my grades would be worth their results to look high. They knew we can't let this guy go. Someone else is going to take all the flowers and everything.
Yeah, fine.
So they, my mum was like, yo, this guy, all the Somali people around my area, the fobs like yourself that came to this country, they basically said to my mum, yo, this guy, he needs to get sent back. He's doing too much.
Right.
Because I had everyone on lock. Yeah.
Unruly.
Well, I was unruly in school, but I was so smart. It was difficult to control me.
Yeah, it was like two personalities almost.
Yeah, because like I'll go into the exam, bang it out, get A star,
yeah,
and leave out of the place and I'm robbing you. it's difficult. Like,
shit just escalates so fast.
What we doing? So then now, like, and if it, take it back. Robbery maybe was like, you get me. I don't really want to. Like, we're gonna cut this out, but I don't want to say robbery. Maybe I need to
allegedly. Just say allegedly.
Nah.
Allegedly is like it might.
Remember, I'm trying to become president of Somalia.
He is trying to. That is actually no. I don't know why you're laughing in the back. Genuinely, hand on heart, we was in Saudi and he said this to me, and I believed him. You know, you gotta be delusional sometimes.
There you go. So let's take it back. Yeah. Let's say for instance, now I was just a naughty kid. And when I say a naughty kid, I was good at cussing, and I'm still am good at cussing.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying to you. In that class, I have no problems. Because I knew how the process of education system worked. Is you come into the class, the teacher explains for 30 minutes what is on the textbook. You read what's on the textbook, then there's four questions. You answer the four questions, the episode or the season of that day is done.
Khalas.
Yeah? So all I know is me, while the teacher's doing the 30 minutes thing, I'm already reading the book, I'm answering the questions.
Mm.
So now, by the time the teacher says, okay, everyone open up your books now and answer the four questions, I've already answered it. So I've got time now to be talking to people and cussing them.
Yeah, be mischievous, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Having a good fun. Yeah. And I'm not lying, once I start, it's very difficult for me to get started.
Okay, let's pivot back to the actual day. You said it was done with via trickery.
This is how it got. Yeah. 6 months before, man got told like, yo, brother, I'm hearing from the Somali community, because I went in the Somali community.
Yeah, same.
Like, I went in it, but then the Somalis that are in it already. So they said, word in the street is, yo, Big Hamza is getting sent to Somalia, he doesn't know.
Mm.
Yeah, his mum is planning to send him to Somalia, he doesn't know. Yeah, I'm saying, brothers, me and my mum were OGs.
Locked in. Big up Mumsy as well.
I'm saying, brother, man pulled up to Mumsy and said, yo, listen, that's the word on the streets. But you're my mum.
Whatever you say, I believe.
Whatever you say, man's rolling.
Mm.
Yeah? Whatever you say, Hoyo, yeah, man's with you. But let man know, innit? Yeah? Mm-hmm. It was like, nah, whatever they're saying is bullshit. Like,
okay.
Cool. She's taking me on a 1 month holiday of the whole of Arabah. Man's going to Oman, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Kuwait, Libya. Bro, I'm flying out.
Yeah.
Everywhere, uptown.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, but even me, I'm saying, oh, yeah, brother, you good? Like, what's going on? Like, I was giving you money. What's going on? Like, what's this life you're living now? She's saying, don't worry, we're living good. You get me? Bro, got to Dubai.
Yeah.
Life in
Dubai. Yeah. Dubai, Sharjah, yeah. City Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big up City Plaza, yeah.
Or even
course.
Gold. Yeah. You know, if you know Mohammed Ira, Ushayga, bro, I'm telling you, look, bloody hell.
Yeah.
It's techie over there.
It's okay. Yeah,
Souq Dahab.
Souq Dahab, yeah, come on.
Yeah, Mahab, Raha.
We all say that City Gold.
You get me?
Yeah.
Now, we're meant to be going back to London. I need to go get my GCSEs there, my results.
Of course.
Yeah. My mum's like, oh, my grandma's ill.
That old chestnut.
I said, the grandma's ill.
Mm.
Shaka. You get me?
Yeah.
Said, all right, so what's the deal? She's like, go do a little 3-day trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're really an OG from London, you're Somali, you know, Diara de Dalo, Sira, Diara de Dalo, Sora. You get me? Dalo, direct flights, Dubai to London.
That was against, they brought so much human rights and health and safety violations, bro. Dalo was run down, bro. Yeah, it was that soul plane. It was that soul plane that I was, yeah, man.
Peak.
Go on, yeah.
Anyways, bro, I've got to Hargeisa.
Mm.
Boom.
Big up Hargeisa.
My mom's there. She's telling me, yo, Hamza, give me your passport because these people here, they're a bit dodgy. Get me passport.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what? And in English, I'll give it to you. They're saying, bro, this place is a bit dodgy. They might take your passport. My mom's saying, yo, let me get your passport.
Right.
I'm saying, all right, cool.
And you still did it. You don't know the finesse is happening. Like to this, point.
Like I've always thought about it. At this point, when she's asked me for the passport, like me and her, look, I'm already here now. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, facts.
Brother, we're like second to last people on the plane. I just see two Land Cruisers come out of nowhere. I looked. My mom's just like, yo, Adasan kusme wa yarte balayo this that. I'm saying.
So yeah, just translate that for the people. Your mum, it's
bro. My mum saying to me, brother,
she cussed you out.
That you're naughty, you did this to yourself. You're doing this. You're with the other youths. You're with them, man. She's getting at me, innit? I'm saying, so what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? My mum's not stepping off the plane. My mother is not stepping off the plane.
What?
I'm watching her. She's not stepping off the plane.
I can't. This is low key traumatizing, bro.
What do you mean? Look, there's two Land Cruisers with like mandem that. Mm-hmm. Military right now, like what I'm wearing.
Army fatigues, yeah.
Boom, AK-47 is getting the back of the boot. I say, what? Me? Brother, you might lost your head.
You be honest, did you cry? Well, I'm not gonna lie, I don't even blame you. I would have cried.
Cry where?
I would cry. At that moment,
I don't have time to cry.
Bro, my mom is on the plane and she basically told me, you did this to yourself, or if you're reading this, it's too late. That's
brother,
what she basically
said. Why? Where are you crying?
No, because obviously you know, come on. You're going to emotionally blackmail.
Brother,
you're emotionally
what
blackmailing
emotion,
her.
What emotional blackmail? The woman brought me here. She's saying hi to you. Emotional blackmail? Yeah. What emotional blackmail? My mom knows the deal.
Okay, so they got the
I'm her only son, by the way, you know.
Yeah.
I'm her that only son, crazy. You know. She ain't got no other son, you know. Wait, I'm her only son.
Did she get the feds
involved? What do you mean? Of course, yeah. How you mean, bro?
Not
they're
lie.
Not feds.
I'm not
they're my
lie.
People.
I'm not gonna lie. That's
what,
top tier treachery.
Aye, brother.
Top tier. That's
bro.
Top tier treachery.
Bro, they're not Askar.
Yeah.
This is Idda.
Yeah, this is
you get
military,
me? Like this is
bro.
The yo, this is Dadkiwa.
Yeah.
You get me? This is big people, bro. My mom, she's a Saka that I get me, people know, innit? They have show and dick show, these man, they're serious guys.
Yeah.
Yeah? Get boom, boom, boom. Up to I'm saying, nah.
I'm not getting in.
To do what you man got to do then.
Yeah, head top me right now.
There's no head top, bro. Man's getting...
I'm sorry. I'm so invested in the story right now.
I'm saying head top now, man.
Yeah, go on.
Me, like a cattle.
Yeah.
Tie me up, hands and legs.
Yeah.
Back of the boot.
They tied you up?
Yeah. Cattle, we'll tie you up like a back of the boot.
Oof. But obviously you're fighting them and that. Did they throw
what things? What fight? I'm a fighting, bro.
No, so obviously did you go tie my hands? Or did
bro,
they
I
grip you
nothing.
Up and
I just
you
stiff. I'm so, I'm. Bro, this happened to me as well when I went to jail.
Yeah.
I remember this exact same thing happened to me. I froze.
You got stiff?
No. Just my whole body's frozen, but my eyes are but the body's just
Yeah.
Bro, I'm just in shock. You get me? You're like, Allah, this is not normal. Anyways, bruv, I'm back in the car. So many things are going through my head. My mom's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone back in the plane, she's going to Dubai, she's going to London, she's out of here. She's not touching Somali land. She's not touching the floor. No, not touch the floor.
Not the dorm on the way out.
Nothing up to you.
No, like I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Stay good, be good,
Rahal. What do you mean stay good, be good? She can't do nothing.
I love you.
She can't do nothing.
Okay.
Okay, boom. I'm in a car now. I don't know where these men are driving. Yeah? These men are driving for her queso.
Yeah.
Yeah? Bro, I'm going for at least an hour. Now we stop in a secluded area. Boxed up.
Right.
Bro, all I'm seeing is metal.
Barbed wire is in that.
Barbed wire is everywhere.
So you're in the workhouse right
saying,
now.
Saying, all right, cool, boom. Yeah. Seeing bare kids in different rooms. I can just hear Quran. I'm just hearing like it's Duxi.
Yeah.
Perfect example is like it's Duxi,
yeah.
But in an open air.
Open, you're in open air. Yeah, wow. Wow. Well, like you're painting a picture and it's crazy though.
So boom.
At this point, you're still not crying. I'm invested in you crying right now.
Bro, there's no crying here.
Damn.
But I'm gonna cry soon.
Okay, go on.
I'm gonna cry soon. Crying ain't happened yet. Crying ain't happened yet.
Yeah.
Right now, what you need to understand, I haven't deeped everything.
Yeah.
It takes me a bit of time.
Fact.
Get me? I got ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I still haven't understood what's happening. I still think this is a dream. I'm in like one of the movies in my dream, but though I'm going to wake up.
A vivid dream, yeah.
Boom. Anyways, now we go into the place. Bro, the biggest guy I see, Somali, I've never seen a guy who's like 7 foot something. Sheikh. Orange beard. He's got like hair on it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's just got that little flashiness here, there. But it's like he's got hair.
Yeah.
Saying, bro, this is a mother. Saying, mashallah. Saying he's not Canada, this place. I said that I'm not from Canada. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
And then he said, but these times my Somali is chichap.
Yeah, my Somali, technically.
Yeah, I was like you.
Yeah.
But you're not you. You're from Somalia that came to England. Me, I'm from England
okay,
that's going to Somalia.
Okay, we're diverting. But go on.
Nah, bro. Don't come
it's not about me.
I have not stopped
it's
you.
It's not about me.
I'm telling
it's
you.
It's about you, come on.
Anyways, right. Now, but
yeah.
I've come out. It's the Yara Umadamesh. And in a sense of like, what, you think this is a joke?
This is a game, yeah.
I'm saying, brother, like, what are you going to do to me? Like, you get me? He said, you think you're funny? This one. And then he goes to his people. So the guys next to him, little do I know, they're people that are just like me now. So this place is called Tabligh.
He He went to Tabligh.
Yeah?
For the people imagine that don't Big know Hamza this.
In Tabligh, brother.
Do your homework on Tabligh.
But that's serious.
Crazy. I can't even. That's a whole episode by itself.
Bro, I'm rolling with ISIS.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at him.
Basically.
Real life
basically,
ISIS,
he was in a training camp.
Bro, serious yeah. life. But I haven't deeped it. Yeah. I'm thinking boarding school.
Wait, they put you in handcuffs, didn't
it? Yeah. That's what I'm telling you from the airport. I'm in handcuffs at the back of the boot. Like that.
No, but
legs and top.
I know bear man in handcuffs. Bro. You go to bed in that.
Bro, Shekel Suk, watch this. Yeah. Watch this, bro. This is the intro of how I came into Somalia.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and I want to be the president of Somalia. This is how I came into Somalia, you know, bro. I haven't just landed, bro. Been there 4 hours. Man's now, I'm thirsty. Man's talking about, yeah, this guy can't drink the normal water. We have to give him mineral water.
Bottle again, water,
yeah. And then now, I didn't know at the time, but little do I know, one of the guys that's in the car is actually my uncle. Yeah? And he now, he's signing me off to these Tabligh guys. Like, yeah, money's here. Everything's getting
like
paid.
Like a slave. Saved.
Me now, I'm just like, yeah, but the youths that are next to this big, tall Somali guy, they're actually from Canada and America. I'll never forget a guy called Khalid and another guy called Mario.
Even big Europe, wherever they are, big demo,
both
bro.
Both of them guys were the hardest guys, but them man, they were rolling with the system. System called
so then. So they conformed?
No.
Yeah, they got like, broken.
Yeah, they got broken.
They got broken, yeah.
They're broken, but you know what they're doing now? They're doing survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
They're doing, let's just do survival. What's the best job here that we can do? It's like being on the wing.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
I'm on the wing, what's cleaner, the best job when there's a cleaner?
Cleaner or servery, you know, yeah, or servery.
So now anyways, I've come at the thing now. He's trying to make me an example. Yeah? An example. Because me now, he's telling me now, like, I'm not going to lie now, at this point, I'm 15, 16, come from the UK. Yeah, I'm talking about Dean, like not too much. No, Duxie, I've done a mad thing at Duxie already. Like Duxie by 13 now, I'm out of it. My life's already like in Dean, with the Dean, I'm not really connected. Yeah. So right now, because of what my mum's doing right now, fuck you, look. I'm saying, fuck. He's saying, yeah? He's saying, fuck everyone. Fuck everything, yeah? Fuck. You think it's not you, bro. It's Somalia. He's doing, you know, like Fast and Furious, yeah.
TIA.
Yo!
Yeah. TIA, this is Africa.
But
this,
TIA, the bro. Thing with me is, I don't know what it is, Allah's giving me a heart. I'm not scared of nothing. Like, when I say, the worst thing that's going to happen is I'm going to die. Brother, I was already written to die. It's simple as that.
Mm.
Like, there's nothing else I can do. If you're going to kill me, brother. Mm. But if you're going to hurt me, just make sure you kill me, because, brother, I'm going to come back for you. Whatever happens, I have to come back for you.
Yeah.
It's part of the principle. You understand what I mean? Yeah. So now, this guy now, I'm saying, brother, like, what are you going to do to me? I'm paying you money. Like, you're not going to fuck me up. Brother, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was a matter. He's taken off my legs. Yeah. He said, Ghabta Tura. I said, what? What do you mean, Tura? Well, there's a tree in the middle of the Tabligh. If you've been in Tabligh, yeah, and you don't know it, there's a tree in the middle of it, bro. Yeah? Big, like, oak tree. Yeah? It's got a string. Bro, they threw me over the string. Yeah? And I've come down flat behind my hands are behind my back and my head's on the floor.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
My blood, this yeah, is the blood is going down. So my eyes now, what are they?
Red.
Pure red.
You're upside down,
crying.
Basically.
Yeah, I'm definitely crying. Oh, my God.
So you cried at this point.
But no, I'm saying,
we got there in the end. We got there in the end.
I'm saying, brother, Allah, yo. Okay, I'm done for. Now, what's he going for? He's going for the wire. But you know what these men do in Somalia? They take out the copper.
Yeah.
You see, they take out the radio wire. They take out the copper. Yeah, once they take out, it's the rubber.
Yeah. Like Kunta Kinte.
But I got to a stage, I'm sleeping. I'm getting beaten up sleeping. I've given up. Yeah. Given up.
Are you doing this crying now?
What crying?
There's no
crying.
Tears, but you know when you do.
I've slept. I'm sleeping. And I could say, "Hanisa, bah."
Okay. Did you get the phone home at any given chance?
What home? Bro, I've just got there. It's not even 6 hours. I'm going through torture. I'm going through CIA, MI5 torture.
Yo, that's what.
There's no what secrets. They're telling me. They only want me to do is say shadow la ilaha illallah. I'm saying, bro, I'm already Muslim. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
For real, like, bro, these men are like confused.
Mm.
I'm bugging out on them, saying, "Achi, do what you got to do." Like, now all the other kids, they're not laughing. No one's saying nothing. Everyone's Yeah. Sana rapta, you don't know what to Sana rapta, you want to do. But it's just like, I feel like their trauma that they've been left in Somalia has now come onto me. Because they don't have a passport. They don't have nothing now. It's coming onto me. Like, you lot think you lot are lucky children and you have the opportunity to be in Somalia and you want to fuck up.
Yes,
we're going to show you. Anyways, long story short, about an hour of that, I'm in a room now where, like, the kids all stay on the floor. Everyone's on the floor. Everyone goes to sleep. One blanket. Boom. Or I slept on myself. Pissed on myself.
Yeah.
3-4 days. Don't give a fuck. Yeah. I got John Deans now. I'm ill.
Yo, you got John D's.
Bro, like, I'm talking about, I got yellow eyes.
Yeah. Looking like a canary, bro.
Bro, I'm in there for a few days now. Now they've called, my dad has come out of nowhere. I ain't seen my dad for years, you know.
Mm.
I ain't seen my dad for years. The nigga just come out of nowhere.
This is a movie, bro.
Online, this is it.
Online, bro. This happened to be like 15, 16, bro.
Yeah.
Mm? 15, 16. I'm saying no. Go I'm on. Saying no. Nah. Saying cool. Now that my dad, what they've told him, like, yo, we'll call Hanoste, come. He's not eating, he's not doing nothing. This is the routine, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised.
The routine, by the way, that they do this is you wake up 6 a.m, Fajr.
Yeah.
Yeah? They do that. Then the youth goes on the next to the branch. He calls Allah, Akbar, Allah, Akbar. Everyone, all the kids get up. They have a bucket. The bucket's got a hole in it so that everyone can do wudu.
Yeah.
You get me? You have a little bit of wudu. One bucket, 10 man. If it doesn't finish the 10 man, there's a big problem. Someone's going to get whipped. Early morning, 6 a.m., you know? It's a big regime. Then now we pray. Yeah, we're having lahah, yeah, as we spoke of from the first episode, having the lahah just by itself clean with water.
Yo, you was
in. And one tamir.
This guy went to Guantanamo, bro.
Bro, one tamir. Yeah. 7:30 now, you need to learn 3 pages of the Quran, off by heart. Bro, I know all of the Quran, you know. I know all of Yasin.
Yeah, I know. Heart. I know it was in Saudi, bro. I was surprised at how much you knew, actually.
Because, bro, I have to learn.
Yeah.
Bro, 7:30, by 9:30 now, I'm in a test. Real life test.
Damn.
Read the whole thing. And if I say anything wrong, bah!
Straight whoop us.
Whoop. It got to a stage now.
Yeah.
You're not even waiting for.
You're numb almost now.
Yeah, boom. 12 o'clock hits. White rice, yeah, and timir.
Damn.
White rice and timir.
Yeah, white rice and dates.
Bro, this is jailhouse living.
It's not even jail, bro. In jail, at least bro, you get fish. You're like,
no,
you get,
communication. No talking. Chicken, we get, can't talk. Yeah. Like, man can't have a little conversation, joke with you. If they hear you laughing, brother, you're effed. Effed to the bone.
Okay, can I ask you, how long did you fucking do with this shit, bro?
Bro, I was in there for 3 months.
Damn.
I done 3 months in there because I escaped.
My guy.
I said, nah, this ain't life. First month was Rafad.
Yeah.
First month I had to, like, I gave up on my life. I was ready to die.
Yeah.
Ready to get, like, kill me now.
Yeah.
Take me to sand. Done. Got betrayed by my mum.
Yeah. Battered
by some youths that I don't even know.
Yeah.
I can't even eat no food. I'm a very picky eater.
You are. That's
I am a very, very picky eater. So imagine now I'm in a place even worse that I don't even have the choice, bro. Anyways, now the second day now, second month come, my dad's here. They put me in Flambo. You know what Flambo is?
No, what's that?
The when they put the thing in your drips.
Oh yeah, so like IV drips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was on like maybe 50 IV drips. My bum as well. That was the worst one.
What'd you say, bro? Whoa, hold up. Heck,
bro, 50.
Yo, what 50. The hell am I hearing?
50 of them.
In your bum?
Bro, my bum. I'll never forget it. They find a vein. They're looking for a blue vein.
In your bum?
In my bum, bro.
I thought you said he's gonna put up your bum hole.
Bro, like, I'm telling you, every day I'm going through this. I don't know what, I don't even know what I'm putting in.
Yeah, you don't know. They could be putting bash in there. You don't even know.
Anyways, dad's now I'm negotiating with the man. He's doing that, yo, it's been a long time. You know, now I'm your father. We're back in the team. You get me? Buff. Don't watch that. This is what we're gonna do. Chill good here. Do good. And then I'll get you back to London by year. I'm doing negotiation. He's saying, your mum's saying 24. That's 8 years.
Your mum wanted you to do a
bird. He's saying 8 years for your mum, me, I'll get you back in a year. Roll with my regime. I said, okay, what's your regime? He said, learn the Quran in 6 months. Yeah. And I was just finished my GCSE. So I passed. So I got 9 GCSEs. Yeah, boom. A level. Okay. I got 6 A levels, 6 A stars, 2 Bs, 1 C and 2 Ds.
Yeah. I was going to say sub the cap, really. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I got, don't watch that. We're going to put it on there as well. You get me? I've got that, bro. Serious things. That's crazy. So the education wasn't the problem. I was the issue. But the problem is these times, the family in Somalis, we don't know. Where maybe in an episode we could speak about mental health. Yeah. I had ADHD and dyslexia. It was very hard for my mom to understand that. Yeah. Do you understand what I mean? Mm. It's like I'm smart in one aspect, but I'm a complete nuisance in a different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyways, now my dad now, he's moving like, I feel like within a month or two, I felt like he was moving a bit like, you get me? Because I'm his only son as well. So he's got other wives and other daughters, but I'm the only son, bear in mind. Mm. So now he's telling me, like he's giving me a bit of comfort, but I feel like this is a trickery.
Mm.
Anyways, now me and Mario and Khalid, we've been talking, been getting to know each other. The man from the Kennedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The man six. Talking about, yo, he was friends with Frenchie.
Yeah.
He was talking about them things. I say, yeah, man. Yeah, what? He's telling me, brother, he's been there for a year and a half. I said, so I'm not staying here a year and a half.
Big bird.
There's no way in hell I'm staying a year and a half. Anyways, now what we've realized is, where we're at, there is no, like, it's very far from the city.
Right, you're in the middle of nowhere almost.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, in the sticks.
But if you walk it for 4 hours, you're good to be in the city.
Right.
Yeah? Or maybe even 3 hours you can walk it. But you have to do it in a time when these men can't come out and catch you.
Also in a time where the heat isn't beating down as well.
All right, cool. Hot, so bro. Now we've made a plan of we're going to get... Where there was a towel room, we're gonna get the towels and the khamises, and we're gonna basically every day, we're gonna at night, we're gonna wake up like between 1 a.m. and we're gonna keep pushing the barbed wires to a degree where sooner or later we can just literally just push it
and then we just jump off.
Yeah, but we're gonna do it at night time and we're gonna try and leave at 11 because we go to sleep at 8 after Isha.
Yeah,
yeah, so if we could do it by 11. Get back to the city by Fajr, these men can't find us.
So this was your idea, or was this the man that collectively like?
Well, these men gave me initial of they've been thinking about getting out of here for a while. The man of them birds.
Yeah, but they were broken men though.
Yeah, but so now, but I've come in with like, yeah, man's down. I need to get out of here. I'm gonna stay. I'm already thinking. Like, I'm already thinking like, what can I do to get out? I'm all thinking like, yeah, man, like I'm dead. They're gonna take me to the hospital and then man's gonna pass out of the hospital.
Oh yeah.
I'm doing mad moves. I'm in my head is doing mad things. But at the same time, I'm just like, this is what I'm through, going through right now. Mm. Let me just see what I could do. Yeah, boom. Okay. Anyways, one night, never forget, hot summer day. It was September the 16th, 2009. Never forget. Right. Mario said, fuck it, we're gone.
Today's the day.
We're doing it. Ready, we've pushed it enough now that we can now use the, we were using alwah, that's what you say in Somali, but it's a wooden plank. Pushed it enough to push it to the sides, boom, we've jumped over it, gone down the stairs, flow.
Just kept running.
Three of us, so it's three of us. No, we've run a little bit, but now what you need to understand in Hargeisa, this is close to Sheikh.
So yeah, in between.
So,
like,
so now what they're saying is around here, there's cheaters.
Yeah.
Do you know what cheaters are, innit?
I know what cheaters are.
Yeah, cool. So there's cheaters. Yeah. They call it waraba. Is there waraba?
No, hyenas.
Hyenas. There was hyenas.
Hyenas is a waraba.
There's waraba, innit? Yeah, they're saying, yo, there's warabas around. Yeah, and it's pitch dark, you know. My brother, we ain't got no flashlights. We ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
We're using the method of the road tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just on the road tracks, following the road back. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, Allah, well, I didn't give us no. It was a couple scary times. But alhamdulillah, no headache. Yeah. Got into the city now. We've got into Bura.
Yeah.
Every man's just like, yo, he's got family here, another family there. I'm saying, yo, I'm gonna go to my family. So a man's gone to a village called London Village in Bura.
Yeah.
Gone to my yeah's house, smashed it down. Said, yeah, pff, man's not staying in that place. Cried to my yeah. Said, yeah, yo. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, being grandma, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course.
Boom, she said, yeah, no problem, don't worry. She snaked me though.
What? This guy. It's a major plot twist.
Bro,
what?
Bro, the trauma I've been going through, women here, that I loved what they've done to me. And I'm still here, ready to be loved. Wallah, he's up to
this. This is mad. Absolute. Good ending, man. I thought his grandma's going to save him. And is it, take him in, give him some proper food.
Bro. She said, come sit down, man. Like, no, she's hooked me up in food, the clothes. She's, she's keeping me quiet. She's already given the mumsy, like, yo, my man, I've got him. He's here. He said, his dad now. His dad, my dad's saying, yeah, Hamza, he's difficult. He, my dad, he's that road, so he doesn't want to come to that side of town. You get me? So he's D block. Yeah. And now my mom, she's obviously Isar. So she's in the Isar side. So he's like, oh, bring my man to this side now. You get me? So So my grandma now, what she's done to me, she said to me, oh, don't watch that, you're going back to London.
So she sold you the biggest dream.
Brother.
That is a, wow.
They put me in a cab. The cab, where's it taking me? Calcutta. Bruv, that's like a 9 hours journey.
Yeah.
9 hours journey to Calcutta. I come out of the cab. The cab driver's saying, wait. Just wait here. Someone's going to come for you. And then you're going to sleep. And then tomorrow morning, you're going to the airport.
Gullible.
More than gullible. 10 minutes. Who's in front of me? My dad. I knew from then again. So we're going.
I'm getting packed off.
So this is a joke.
Yeah.
So there, Ab. Now he's doing the fathery talk. Yeah. Wallahi, you know. It's difficult what's going on, alhamdulillah. You know, your mum wants one thing, you have another thing. Just think about it. This year it's already done. This is 2019, so the first year of college, I've already missed it now. This is now Octoberish. Forget about that. So what can we do now to monetize this year to be able to get you back to where you want to be next year?
Right.
Yeah. So he's doing the fatherly talk, what I'm saying, blood. Stop the orphaning. Like, I'm pissed off because I'm here now in a place where his wife is here. And his wife is the wife that made my mom and dad break up. Because once my dad married a few other wives, the second wife.
Yeah, your mom weren't having
it. My mom weren't having it. Yeah. She's from the South. She told him, hit the road, Jack.
Yeah, hit the road, Jack.
Bro, hit the road, real life. I'm telling you. Come back. No, it was real life.
So what'd you say? Yeah.
So, all right, cool. Now, I'm plotting. So I've done 3 months now already. It's October. The next 3 months now, I'm enjoying. I've met up with different Dagaalis. I've made a community of Dagaalis in Bosaso. Yeah, we've moved from Calcutta to Bosaso. He told me, come go to the beach. He's put me in a university. I'm in a university now. I've got gyal. I'm just chatting to a few different people. I'm meeting people from different. Bro, there's a girl from Woolwich. Yeah, they used to call her White Cocaine.
White Cocaine?
Bro, even me, I was baffed. I'll never forget. Bro, we used to have a little communion of us, yeah. And then I still linked up with Mario. See the Mario guy?
Yeah.
And the Khalid guy? Yeah. I've linked up with them in Bosaso.
Okay. What, randomly on a random?
Bro, on a random thing.
I love that.
Yeah, but everyone's come for the university, though. There's even a guy. Yeah.
So you broke out of Guantanamo?
Because obviously, but now I'm with my grandma. Like, my grandma's saying, don't worry. Like, me, I've told my grandma, like, yo, I've been abused. Like, I'm showing them my back. I'm showing them my things. Saying, brother, these men have effed me. I was a cute, beautiful Chris Brown lookalike.
Yeah.
So look what they did to me, bro.
Turn me into fucking...
Bro.
What's that guy called? No, not called up, black.
What's the one? What's the one that they whips, bro?
Flavor Flav.
Bro, I felt like the shitters. You know the ones that do... Flavor Flav. Like, bro, if I open my back, alhamdulillah, it's healed. It's healed now. But back in the days, bro, it was a mazza.
What's off and get rid of Dry Dry?
Who John? June Bug. Yeah, you was like June Bug. Wow. They made you look like June Bug, bro.
Bro. Anyways, now, I'm in Bosaso, like, I don't know, maybe like 3-4 months now. I'm in Bosaso chilling. No issues. Bashal, having a bit of fun. I'm trying to make the best out of what I have. Get me, I'm going to the internet cafe.
Yeah.
Going on Facebook, chatting to the mandem. Obviously, now I'm trying to raise money. I'm raising money. I'm making my own plan on the side.
Yeah.
My plan is, I'm trying to bust out of him. I don't trust none of them. And I already had a conversation with my mom. I'm hearing that she's talking about on the phone, 24 years.
What, you're under 24 year bird?
She's saying, yeah, Hasso'ilin. Exact word in Somali, Hasso'ilin. When I heard that.
Until you got until you got to 24 years old. Your mom wanted you to do a big bird.
No, my mom was getting influenced by the FOBs.
Yeah.
The FOBs were saying, yo, if he comes back. But the worst thing is the FOBs that were trying to influence my mum, where's all their kids? All their kids are in jail.
There you go.
All their kids were doing 10 times worse than what I was doing.
Yeah, but that's always the case, though. The people tend to throw like stones in glass houses. Do you know what I mean?
So in my eyes, I was just like, cool, no problem. I'd rather now do the opposite and get myself the best. I just wanted to get back to London, get to college, get to university. I knew what life was. I was just having a banter when I was in school.
Yeah, facto.
I knew what I wanted to become. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew where I needed to go. So I'm like, brother, I need to get back. As long as I get back, the rest of it's okay.
So how much did you have like a ballpark figure of how much you needed to raise to get back?
Not really. It was about $600.
So how long did it take you to sort of get that $600 together?
I was good because I was doing a bit of problems when I was in London before I left. Yeah. So people had money for me.
Oh yeah, right. So
I was trying to say, yo, send that over. So the first time, boom, I got $600 already. I'm ready to go. It's about March 2010.
Right.
Yeah, my dad's left, so this perfect time. Now my dad's out, but so I'm a free man, got my own money. I'm chilling with his wife. I'm chilling with my sisters.
Yeah,
everything's okay. I'm having a routine. Makes sense, yeah?
Yeah.
Boom. Man's got a guy now. I told him, yo, I need you to drive me to Kenya.
Right.
He's saying to me, no problem, I'll do it to you, 550, 26 days or something like that.
Mm.
I'm saying, cool. I've bust out. We've gone together. Road. Gone towards Las Anod.
Yeah,
gone towards
Hargeisa.
We're trying to move out. Bro, before I got to even out of Puntland. Yeah, Bosasa is in Puntland. Yeah, Bosasa, you need to go past Bosasa, Qardo, then Garo. Garo, then a little bit further down to Las Anod. When you pass Las Anod, you need to change the tag.
Yeah,
once you change the tag, boom, you keep it moving.
Mm.
Bro, I didn't even get to Las Anod yet. At one of the Sparrow, boom. They're saying, yo, my brother. No, say yo. In Iro.
The home time. Your pops.
They're telling me, hey, my dad already gave them the call. So my auntie, my dad's wife, stepmom basically, she's now clocked my clothes and shit's not here. She said, yo, the guy's not coming back for time.
Man, you should have made it, you know, left
bro,
the
I don't car. Care, bro. I'm doing it straightforward. I'm thinking, brother, once I get in the car, man ain't got no problems.
Yeah,
I never knew the Somali people are bloody connected.
Yeah.
You lot are actually all connected, yeah. Like, for real. A man can make a call from London, and be able to just get that pattern. It's crazy.
I said if Madeline McCann was Somali, she would have been found years ago. Ages ago. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you, yeah.
2 seconds. Anyways, bruv, that happened to me the first time. Returned the car, the guy that was driving me, they told him, if you don't take him back to Bosasa now, Walhuera. Because no one else is in the car with me, it's just me and my man. So my man had to go back, boom.
Did he run the pace back to you though? That's honorable. I take that, that's honorable.
No, I ran him back enough P's to Las Anod.
No, but did he run you the paper back? Because you gave him paper to take you there,
right? Yeah, I didn't give him the full money, so I ran the paper.
Oh, you gave him a front and
I gave him a little paper to get me to where I need to get to and come back.
Then
he messed up on that, but the Somalia, that man, they don't, refunds and whatnot, no issues.
Yeah.
Anyways, now I've called, they've called me and said, what are you on, like, what are you trying to do? I'm saying, what do you mean what I'm trying to do? I'm saying, I'm trying to get back to London, like.
I don't want to be here, yeah.
My dad and I, while Salaha, like, yo, they sent me a few money, like, yo, take this money, relax, chill out, you get me? My mum's like, what, boom. Now, it got to June.
Mm.
June 2010.
Yeah.
Man's gone back now. Ethiopia, now I'm trying.
Different way.
But this time, I'm going to go ham. I called UK Border Force.
Well, yeah. I don't even, what, on your family?
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame you.
I called UK.
Well,
Wolf.
I
no,
swear to God, I don't blame you.
No, not even just in the family. I've called them, like, I've called them and said, listen.
Services, everyone.
No, I've just called UK Border Force. I'm 16 years old. Yeah. I'm in Somalia. Didn't want to be here. My mum and dad have brought me here. They've taken me to an ISIS camp.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to get back to England. I want to go to college.
Mm.
They said, all right, cool. We don't have no jurisdiction in Somalia, but the closest embassies are Ethiopia or
Kenya. Yeah.
If you get yourself to there, that's not a problem. But for now, we can't do anything
to assist you
until then, because we don't give money to people to come back. Even though you're a British citizen and everything, it's not a problem. She took my details and she said, I'm going to see if maybe we can get the police round to your parents and have a chat with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she goes, get to yourself to think. No. And then she goes to me, unless you wait in 2 weeks' time, there's going to be a UN plane that's in Galkayo. We can get you on the UN plane.
This is why I love being British, you know. I swear to
I'm
God,
saying,
fam.
All right, cool.
I love it. They'll save you, bro.
I know my people.
Leave no soul behind.
I'm D-Block. My D-Block people in Galkayo, they're not going to let me catch that plane.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to try to risk the embarrassment or they clock. So I'd rather go with Ethiopian. But the guy with the Ethiopian, he's Habashi.
Pick up the Habash.
Yeah, so he does runs from Ethiopia to London. He brings alcohol in.
Oh, he's the bootlegger.
Yeah, so he brings alcohol into Bosasa. So I'm telling you, my brother, the route you're taking, 100%, I know you. You're not trying to go through Sparrow.
Mm.
So I'm saying, brother, come take me in it. Bring me to the embassy. You brought me to the embassy, brother.
You're a legend, bro.
Well, he brought me to the Ethiopia embassy. Absolutely. July 17th. And I was like this. Boom, I've gone to the embassy. They've got red lights on me. Just had the camera like this.
Yeah.
Red lights on me. Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
I'm walking like this. Da, da, da. I'm saying, yo, what do you lot mean? You get me? And then, I think on that note, we're going to leave it for episode 2.
That is perfect. Oh, I can't lie. Yo, H, that shit needs to be some Netflix documentary, bro. That needs to be a short film or something, bro. I'm not going to lie, though. Just you know, just to wrap things up. Bro, I would have... You know, if I come back to England, all my family are getting it.
Yeah.
They're all getting it. I'm going to say, you thought I was bad then. Look at me now. Yeah. Headshot dead, bro. I would have turned the place upside down. I would have got tattoos, everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah.
Come on, man.
I can't lie, bro. Big up you, man. But yeah, what a flipping roller coaster, man. Yo, I can't lie, bro. That's all. That was wild, bro. But yeah, man.
See that, no? Inshallah, after the next episode.
Yeah, man.
You're going to see the rest, man. Big up yourselves, man.
Big up everybody watching. Remember, if you got this far, like, comment, share, subscribe. It really goes a long way. We appreciate everybody watching and your support thus far. Big up my brother, H. New Money in the building.
And you lot know, if you lot love this stuff, it's not also on YouTube. It's also on Spotify and Apple as well. So make sure you're listening up on there as well.
Big facts on all streaming sites. Yeah, I've been... Birdie Bugs, Warden of the North, Big Brrrr.
New Money H, Hamzo Kadda.
And we're out. Poof. And we're out.